This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Working our way through the then and the now of today. Then was yesterday, and if it was a good day for you, congratulations. If it wasn't so great, your relationship stuff maybe boiled over, and then let's start over again. Let's make this a better day than yesterday. Hopefully, conversationally, it'd be a better day. Our work here is to go through things that folks are commenting on. Some of the audio in this hour helps us to get in-depth into conversation. Maybe we'll have a 2020 News Quiz question. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of comments on our question that was in the Facebook realm yesterday about what the average American household has to pay off in debt. And so I'll give you some of those, and you can comment on that question, which is there. First up in the conversation here is the story of the lady who is the chairwoman of the Nevada Democratic Committee. The DNC has been horrified. I think people in general have been horrified about the situation there, but it was brought about. I suppose we could say that they... You know, brought it upon themselves because of the way they've handled Bernie Sanders, the situation with his supporters is pretty strong, pretty direct. Roberta Lang is the lady's name. She went on television to talk about the death threats that she'd been receiving over the weekend. She said Sanders' campaign has been egging supporters on to go after her.
Do you believe Senator Sanders has no involvement, had no awareness of the chaos that ensued in Nevada?
What I can say and what I know is that they had high-level campaign people that were trying to incite their people going into the convention. During the convention, when the convention was going on, when the rules were passed, they had an opportunity to submit changes, amendments, and no one spoke to add an amendment before the rules passed. Look, the bottom line is this is a numbers game, and the Clinton people turned out 98% of their delegates, and the Sanders people lacked almost 500 delegates. So it's a numbers game, and they didn't turn out their people. The Clinton people turned out their delegates, and that is the bottom line.
Does she deserve the benefit of the doubt? Yes or no? Listening to her and understanding how both the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee have been stumping for other than what seems to be the public's choice. I'm not saying that Sanders is the public's choice all across the board, but Bernie Sanders really has some appeal. I mean, after he won in Oregon. Hillary Clinton won in Kentucky. So that means yesterday was a primary day in Oregon and Kentucky, and they split. So there still is serious, serious support for Bernie Sanders. This is not a cakewalk for Hillary Clinton, whereas at this point, Donald Trump has a cakewalk. By the way, just as a parenthetic aside, I actually, I'll admit this. I watched Donald Trump on with Megyn Kelly last night. And I found it to be quite a convivial exchange. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I don't know if you watched it. You can probably download it, I'm sure. They answered some pretty tough questions. And they had a conversation that was adult. I thought, anyway. I'm not a big fan of hers. All right, meanwhile, back to the Sanders campaign. And never mind Oregon, but we'll go back to what happened with the lady in Nevada. Roberta Lang also said that Sanders' campaign people she thinks that the death threat she's been getting has been coming from them.
How often often are you getting these threats? What else are they saying?
Hi, Brooke. Yeah, I get threats every 1 to 2 seconds on my phone, on my email, on Twitter, on Facebook. It is endless. In fact, it has gotten worse as time goes on. And, it's awful. They've attacked my work, where my job here as a state party chair is volunteer. They've attacked the place where I am employed, posted, it's a restaurant and gaming bar. They posted on their Yelp bad things about the restaurant. They've attacked my husband. They've made a clone book of my name and said awful things about my husband that looks like it's coming from me. There's no end to the threats and the vile comments that have been made.
Well, I guess it shows one thing. The people who follow Bernie Sanders, if in fact these are the people, are pretty technologically savvy if they can do that sort of thing. And I don't mean that. It's sort of amusing to a point. But the other side of it is, in a conspiratorial sense, it is not, in my mind, below or beneath or beyond the people that would be supporting Hillary Clinton to do this and have it seem like it was coming from Bernie Sanders. Am I overstepping my bounds with that suggestion? I don't think it's... I think those people are capable of anything. I don't think Bernie Sanders is a bad guy. I don't think he has deceitful thoughts. I don't think he would win or try to win at any cost. However, I think Hillary Clinton and or the people supporting her would do, because remember, that's the status quo.
I don't think that Bernie Sanders is a bad guy, but I think his supporters would do plenty of things.
I'm not doubting that, but I also think you don't think Hillary Clinton supporters are capable of trying to do something?
No, I'm not saying that, but I don't think that it's necessarily some conspiracy. I wouldn't be surprised if his supporters, even though I think that Bernie Sanders seems like a nice guy, I think that his supporters are so... rabidly supportive.
Rabid, yeah, okay.
For
yeah.
him, that I wouldn't be surprised. And with the internet, you can't be surprised that anyone would send death threats. It seems like everybody does it.
It's probably Daesh doing it because they don't want to see Bernie Sanders president. Infiltrated. I'm being facetious. That's Kara Schilling. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm and Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer. She said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You're
You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Okay, let's do a 2020 News Quiz question, 17 after the hour on Good Day. One of the traditions of this program is that we, every day, but I would like to do it more because people enjoy it, and there's a swell prize attached to it, so let's see how awake you are. Maybe more how aware you are of what's going on in the country, and certain news elements that come to the surface that people seem to glom on. So I think this question will be informative for those who haven't heard the story and good for those who know the answer. You can join us at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. This is a question that you ought to be able to answer fairly quickly, and if that's the case, all the better. There is a small liberal arts college in Burlington, Vermont, called Burlington College, that has closed down because of financial problems. A famous wife of a famous person ran the college. Who was that person? Or actually, who is that person? She's not running the college any longer. What's her name? 888-302-3684. The question is about Burlington College in Burlington, Vermont, once run by a famous wife. She's a famous person, becoming famous because of her husband. She needs to be identified. Who is that person? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. They closed the doors because of crushing debt. Something, by the way, that's happening to lots of smaller colleges around the country. Small liberal arts colleges not faring well. I certainly know that because of not the fate of my alma mater, but they're certainly having their problems because there are too many schools. And there's too much government involved in running colleges. Our tax dollars are competing with some of the finer schools around the country and thus creating this circumstance. The other side of it is that they're so expensive that it's going to be hard for people to pay the bill for these colleges all or everywhere around the country. This is a real problem. All right, so anyway, I'll repeat the question, Doug. Question is, this college in Vermont called Burlington College, once run by the wife of a famous person, and thus she has become famous herself. Who is that person? 888-302-3684. Let's see, I don't know, we have anybody from Burlington. I'm sure there's somebody up there listening, but we'll go to Russellville, Arkansas, where Johnny's listening to Good Day. Hi, Johnny, welcome.
Hey, Bernie. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm not Bernie, though.
I'm sorry.
Okay. How you doing, Doug? I'm doing well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm just out here pulling newspapers. I'm a newspaper carrier listening to your show.
Good for you, sir. Thank you very much. What's the headline on your local newspaper this morning?
The headline is, Judge Allows Evidence to Be Heard During Trial.
All right. It's a local story?
Yes.
All right. What's the story about? Give me the answer to the question, then you can tell us what the local story is. Who is it that ran that college?
It's Miss Sanders. Sanders' wife.
Right. All right. So hold on just a second. Okay. Lois, what's Bernie Sanders' wife's first name?
Jane.
All right. Both of you are going to get copies. Hold on just a second. Both of you are going to get copies of the book that's written by Maria Trilogy about how to make your life better. All right, so Johnny. Oops, Johnny went away. All right, Johnny, hold on just a second. You get back to us, and we'll make sure that you are taken care of. Both of you give your info to Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Bernie Sanders' wife ran Burlington College, closing because of too much debt. 21 after the hour. This is Good Day.
worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Musically speaking, we have Adele back with us again. She can be in our musical spotlight anytime she wants. She's going to debut Send My Love to Your New Lover. It's a video in the Billboard Music Awards this weekend, this Sunday, right? The 22nd?
Sunday night, yeah.
This Sunday. She's up for 8 awards on the show. So this video premiere is going to come during a broadcast that will feature performances from Meghan Trainor, who I'm beginning to think is quite a good talent. Young. What did you say? She was 22, 23? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
She was, Victoria?
23, I think.
23. Yep, right. All right. Even though you can barely hear it, there's a Meghan Trainor in the background.
And you know what's fun about her, just as a side note? You know how we always talk about the likability of these artists? She had a picture released of her that she noticed had been photoshopped, and she actually pulled it and said,
"Video."
Her video. And she goes, "No. You're not going to do that. You're not going to give me that kind of waste." And she pulled it and fixed it.
Yeah, it is. All right, Rihanna, also going to be performing. Sounds like Janet Jackson a lot. At least the two of them do.
Really?
Yes, no?
Younger.
Yeah. Well,
I can see you a little.
That's like video, the audio of Donald Trump playing the PR guy. Yeah, it's his voice, even though he's 25 years younger.
Right.
Same thing. Ariana Grande showing up on Sunday night. She sounds like an Adele wannabe with that sort of the way the orchestration is put together on this. I don't find her.
Trust me, everybody right now is an Adele
wannabe.
That's
the sound like it. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Not Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. They've got their own thing going.
Go ahead and pray to my heart. Why are you waiting? Is it way too hard?
I think they practice.
practice at night singing to each other or with each other?
I'm sure they practice something at night.
I saw a clip of Blake on a red carpet yesterday talking about this song, and he wrote half the song, which he never writes his own songs, and he's very open about that. But he wrote half this song and sent it to Gwen, saying, hey, this is just something I'm thinking about, and she wrote the other half and finished it, and then it became this song.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you
That's
go.
Really
they
cute.
Are. That too.
They're so freaking cute together.
I can't stand that they're cute together. Relationship goals.
Need to get off the beer. All right, next. Celine Dion is performing the Billboard Music Awards. Do we care? That's harsh. People that don't like Celine Dion.
She's had a tough year, so let's care.
But she has an audience. She has people. I mean, how'd she get to be so popular? People like her music. Come on.
Yeah.
Fifth Harmony is also
amazing voice, but you know. She beats her chest like no other woman on the planet.
Really? I've not seen
Especially now that China's dead. Oh, my God. Yeah. Who's dead? China. The wrestler. wrestler, China.
Are she
I was like,
the
one engaged to Rob Kardashian? Oh, that's black China. That's black China.
Oh, okay.
This is white China. Like the kind you have in your closet downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Fifth Harmony is performing the Billboard Music Awards this weekend. The Go-Go's. I like the Go-Go's. I guess I'm going to get the music in my ears. I'm
nope, not
fast.
Today. Outside of the demo deck. Demi Lovato.
Really? Okay, let's see. Who else is playing on Sunday night at Billboard Music Awards? Shawn Mendes, Pink, Britney Spears. Madonna is going to do an honorable tribute for Prince. That is certainly appropriate. That'd be one
I
reason
think
to watch
it. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Now's the perfect time to get your house and yard ready for summer. Emmy-winning home improvement expert George Oliphant has ways to save money, energy, and space inside and out.
Cooling systems account for nearly 50% of a home's energy use. LG's ArtCool Gallery duct-free split system is more efficient than traditional central HVAC and window-mounted air conditioners. They look like wall picture frames that you can customize. One outdoor unit can heat or cool up to 8 rooms.
And for landscaping, do you have suggestions for lawn equipment that's easy to use?
Cordless trimmers, leaf blowers, and walk-behind mowers from Troy-Bilt powered by Core. The patented motor rivals the power of gas engines, and the battery is interchangeable, saving you money.
And to keep things green?
Scott's natural mulch keeps soil moist, prevents weeds, and creates a groomed landscape all year long. And Nature Care's organic soils are great for all your gardens, so you can grow beautiful flowers, plants, and even homegrown veggies.
For more information, go to videopump.tv.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom,
I love you.
I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
At the hour, Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen operating in our usual fine and fiddle fashion, going through some of the issues of the day. The conversation about that Burlington College close down, I thought maybe you ought to spend a little bit more time there. I asked in a 2020 News Quiz question for the identity of the person who ran the college. Prior to the campaign, Bernie Sanders' wife, Jane, ran Burlington College, which is a small liberal arts school. Pretty good school, actually. But as I explained before, a lot of these smaller schools that have 1,000 or fewer students can't make it anymore economically. And one of the reasons they can't is because of what Bernie Sanders wants to do. The federal government getting involved, state governments getting involved. In some areas, larger cities like Los Angeles and New York, they have their own colleges and they support them with taxpayer dollars. How do private colleges in this era, how do they compete? There is a lot of incentive for people to give money, although you can't deduct all of it. There are two or three different principles here in this conversation. Wouldn't you rather see colleges or any nonprofit organization supported on its merits not because somebody in the government decided they wanted to support a college or they wanted to support a museum or they wanted to support some effort that was good. I'm thinking, I guess, out loud about my decision to try to help the hungry with a connection to an organization called Food for the Poor. And I'll just, for a second, give it a little bit of a plug, because I think this is the sort of thing that is much better done by you and me than by governments. And by the way, there are no government funds going to help these people in the 17 or 18 countries, most of them in Central America, Latin America, South America, where there have been horrible things happen. I guess maybe the best example is Haiti, where even though it was a couple of years ago when the earthquake took place, the country is in shambles because it doesn't have any infrastructure. No money, no base, there's nothing there. So there are hundreds of thousands of youngsters in places like that that don't have any hope. They don't have any food. They don't have anything. They don't have any family. So I decided that I would take this cause on and try for a few months to help these youngsters in these poorest countries. Providing food for a year costs $75. It's food for a year and water for life. And the organization, the infrastructure down there, it isn't like some of the other bigger charities where half the money goes to the people that are running it. This is a really bottom line. I think 84% of the money that you give goes to helping these students out. They got to have some infrastructure, but I think that's pretty good. That's why it's, I think, in the top 10 best-rated charities in the world. So if you'd like to help a child, that's the bottom line. All the rest of this stuff is kind of secondary. Help a child that really, when you get right down to brass tacks, deserves the basics. Don't all children, no matter where they are, deserve basics? Food, water, that sort of thing. So a year's worth of food, lifetime supply of clean water to a suffering child for $75. It seems like a worthwhile effort to me. 844-868-HOPE. That's 844-868-4673. That's a way for you to get to the bottom line. I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, Angelina Jolie was blasting the European Union for its response to the migrant crisis. This is from these youngsters and adults as well coming from the Middle East. But a lot of kids over there are suffering just the same. And there's more attention being given to that. And that's okay. There are certain problems like this that are created by wars all over the world. But the stuff that the Food for Poor People are doing has to do with natural disasters and the long suffering people that will go on in Haiti. It'll go on for years because, again, they don't have any infrastructure. So if you'd like to step in and help Food for the Poor, provide nourishment for a hungry child or a couple, if you'd like to, donate $75 to start to Food for the Poor, and they charge you like a couple of bucks a month, I think, or whatever it is. Divide 75 by 12, and you come up with, about $6 a month, something like that, to help a child. 844-868-4673. What I like about this is that they've used this new system. You pick up your phone and dial #250 and say the word give, and you'll go right to their line. So #250, say the word give, or call 844-868-4673 to help out. 844-868-HOPE. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I got off, and that's a little distraction. But it sort of speaks to charities and how we decide on our own to help. And in the circumstance of colleges, I certainly have helped my alma mater. I took a tax deduction, but it wasn't the same. It didn't have the same fiber to it as taking money from me. If I don't, well, I don't. There are some things the government does, frankly, that I don't like to support. Among them are some of these charities that do things that I don't support. So why should somebody take money from me or you and give it? It's not an essential thing. It's bad enough they use it for war and all this other stuff. But under the circumstances, anyway, I don't want to belabor it, but the story with the Burlington College closing after 44 years in operation is explained here. And again, the financial problems are really what they underscore.
The college has a long history of serving students in this community, but those who are currently enrolled and those who are accepted for the next academic year are going to have to look for an education somewhere else.
This is a great loss to the higher ed community.
Addressing the media Monday, Burlington College President Carol Moore was choked up.
Heartbreaking, yeah.
Burlington College will be closing its doors by the end of May after a unanimous vote by the Board of Trustees. This after 55 students graduated from one of the nation's smallest colleges.
We had a beautiful weekend and a beautiful ceremony and some really lovely students.
The reason the college is closing, debt that was taken on after the purchase of this property from the Burlington Diocese in 2011. But the administration didn't want to point the finger at then-President Jane Sanders.
It's a statement of fact. This campus was purchased. The debt, at that time, we had more students that were here, and I believe the vision was that enrollment would grow, which it did, but not at a level that would have allowed us to manage the financial debt.
In the summer of 2014, the New England Association of Schools and Colleges put Burlington College on probation for financial reasons. Since then, the college sold the majority of its land to a Burlington developer, leaving them with a little over $2 million in debt. Now, 70 undergrads and 30 incoming students will have to be transferred.
The higher ed community has opened up its doors to our current students, so they will be taken care of.
We reached out to several area universities, including UVM, St. Mike's, and Champlain. They just heard this news for the first time, but offered support. Meanwhile, for students including Fatuma Boule, who graduated this weekend, they're grateful for the unique opportunity the college provided.
Being a single mother, it was easier for me. My son used to come here in the classes, which, you know, very, very, you know, helpful in the community.
Now, we reached out to Jane Sanders for comment, but did not hear back this evening. As for the about 30 faculty and staff that are currently employed here, they're going to have to look somewhere else and be transplanted into another university or college, or unfortunately have to file for unemployment, Lauren and Joe. I am told this building will be bought out by developer Eric Farrell, who purchased the vast majority of this land here. And Burlington Mayor Murrow Weinberg recently released a statement saying this is a major loss for this community.
All right, so there are a couple of different things that I'll spend a minute on commenting about. Not necessarily the plight of Burlington College. I don't think it's Jane Sanders' fault. However, with the size of the student population, it's probably a big, it was something larger than they can handle. It's what is the old biting off more than you can chew routine. And so, you know, I'm sure there are people who like to take a shot at her. And does that reflect badly on Bernie? And did Bernie have something to do with the funding because he was a senator? All that stuff. These colleges are a core part of Americana. And, you know, listening to some of this, I'm sure there was a very small constituency knowing the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Sanders have. There probably were certain types of students that were brought in there, and they might not have had another opportunity. What the small liberal arts colleges are having to do to compete with the government-funded colleges, whether it's Ohio State, every Pennsylvania state, all the states have their own colleges in their system, and supported by taxpayer dollars, these colleges that are not, there are some formulas in some states that help the private colleges, but that money is dwindling because they're spending more and more money on their own system. So I'm going to predict that you're going to see a lot of this sort of thing happening in the next 4 or 5 years because these smaller schools just can't hack it. And the thing that is obvious here, you know, talk about the professors and where do they go and all that other stuff. There's a practical side to this. And unfortunately, it is reflected in every aspect of our lives. Big pharma, big ag, big government, big everything. These huge college systems, and I made comment about California, but Ohio, Texas, A&M, all of these huge, most of the bigger states have huge college systems, and they will take away from the smaller schools that are not heavily endowed. Not everybody is endowed like Harvard. Harvard has billions of dollars in their endowment. Smaller schools like my alma mater, maybe 40 million if they're lucky. Some of the better, richer, smaller schools like Oberlin, they have 400 million. But there's just not the money because government disincentive is part of the problem, frankly. All right, so I've had my say on that. It's 46 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Whoa, look at the time flying. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 50 minutes past the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talk time, 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I like the way I emphasize Good Day program. Doug Steffens' Good Day. All right, so Victoria and I are going to...
As opposed to good night.
Good night. Goodbye. Okay, so there's a new Chinese site. It claims to have the first images of Apple's iPhone 7. Ooh. Let's find out if this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in a moment here on Good Day.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something just simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
All right, so The Chinese have somehow or other done what they do at the movie theater. They go in to movie theaters when the movies come out, and they sit there with their iPhone or their iPad. They record the movie, and then they put it online and sell it.
I'm wondering, it's on every street corner of Manhattan.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it fell off of a truck.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we looking at here? What is the iPhone? This is the first I've heard that there was going to... You have to assume there's going to be another iPhone.
Well, iPhone 7. Yeah, the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus are expected to be unveiled in September at the big Apple conference where they unveil everything. However, a Chinese site has claimed that they've hacked into the schematics of the new iPhone 7 and they published all the pictures online yesterday. Now, we don't know if this is completely legitimate. It most likely is a pretty good leak. There may be some tweaks and things that happened before the iPhone hits the market in September. But the interesting thing is, there's no more headphone jack on the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Instead, users will be listening on wireless headphones. And the rumor is Apple's making those wireless headphones. So when you buy a new iPhone, you won't get earbuds anymore. You'll get whatever their new wireless earbuds or headset is. So that's a major change.
So this is like person of interest where you click the things in your ear, you click your ear, and you can hear what's on the iPhone. You don't have to have a cord.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. You're going to have whatever it looks like, whether it's an in-ear model, we don't know yet, but it looks like they're going completely wireless now, which is really nice because everything else is wireless. I don't know why we're still tethered to our iPhones with earbuds.
I'm tethered to our control panel here with wire on my headphones, and you are too. So what are
right,
we
but I mean, when you're using your iPhone and out and about in the world, or any smartphone, I don't understand why it's not all wireless at this point. I mean, the Apple Watch is certainly wireless. So, and then the other thing about the iPhone 7, apparently a huge improvement on the camera with a laser autofocus and an expanded battery life that actually will make the iPhone 7 slightly larger than the iPhone 6.
So look for a bump in the price of Apple stock today as the first rumors start about what the iPhone 7 will be all about. So if you bought Apple stock when it went down a couple of weeks ago, you were smart because it's going to go back up again today. Now, this is something cost about the same as the last iPhone, but it would be available for the people that signed up for $30 a month or whatever it is for the rest of their lives. As soon as this comes out, whammo, they get the new phone.
Yep.
Right?
That's true. And it's expected to be about the same price, $650 for an unlocked phone.
Yeah. Google says it's going to pay $20 an hour to you if you want to sit in a driver's seat and not drive one of its self-driving cars. Check out the Google.com/driverless cars. If you want to make $20 an hour, they're going to pay you $20 an hour to sit in the driver's seat and not drive one of its self-driving cars, just to see how it works with somebody in the driver's seat not driving. 59 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.